Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of grace. Thou art God, even our God. We thank you for making us your choice, calling us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We would worship you this hour in spirit and in truth. I would speak as the oracles of God. Help me, Jesus. I would do that which is good for the use of edifying, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ, with love and joy, with compassion, kindness, verity and truth. Let me do it, Lord. It's my prayer, my earnest desire. Bless the saints in every place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We need to say something on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason is because He's given us a testimony, so we need to testify. He's chosen us to be witnesses in Judea and the utmost parts of the earth. So let us testify to the goodness of God, to the grace of God that's working in us. No one can testify of that but us. And it's our business to do it. It's our calling. Thank you, Lord. We should often and earnestly confess our complete need for the Lord Jesus Christ. We should live our lives in that fashion, that we need Him always and everything, so we would not absent ourselves from Him or try to get out of His eyesight. Often as children, that's what I did. I'd often try to get out of my parents' eyesight. Reason being, I wanted to do something that wasn't pleasing to them. And I would talk about those things just for a little bit. Not that we don't know. We do know. And one wise saying is, there is none so blind as he who will not see. God has given us eyes. Now, we can see, but we don't have to see. He's given us ears to hear. Or we can be rebellious. In fact, we're told that we are rebellious. That means that we can do it, but we're not going to do it. We want to hear what the word of the Lord is, but we're going to hear it, but we're not going to do it. Now, many of us take stock and believe in the prophet. Only thing about that, when I talk about what he said, then we say we don't believe it. We say we believe what the prophets say. If I say the same thing, we say either by word or by deed, I don't believe that. I'm going to give you an example. Brother Sarah said, well, if I've got Phil, I've got everything that he has. Y'all believe that? Now, let's turn that around. What if Phil won't give up something that he has? Then that means I don't have Phil. y'all believe that? Well, I believe we have Phil. But that's not the case with everybody. Let me say that again. He named somebody and said, well, let's say, well, if I've got you, then I've got everything that you have. God says the same thing. If I've got you, I've got everything that you have. When you won't give it to God, then he don't have you. I'm not going to back up. Even with all I say, all that God does to pull at your heart, you all still want to keep your stuff. Now, I don't need it. God don't need your stuff. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, all that dwell therein. You belong to God. He don't need your stuff. He desires you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, they, with their mouth, they honor God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I can't give up my stuff. I love you. Now, I'd rather talk about something. It's very grievous talking about people that hold back. Really, it is. Very grievous. Am I talking about you? Praise the Lord. Now, we talk about the young rich ruler. We don't put ourselves in that picture. He came to the master, the right one. He asked the right question. He got the right answer. He went away sorrowful. You all tell me, with all that you've heard concerning from this ministry, that you haven't heard the right thing. Huh? You know, how to seek God, how to wait for Jesus, you know, how to grow in faith and grow in grace. So we've been told the right answer. But we go away sorrowful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. All right.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, here's the way I am. If I had to beg Charlene, Charlene, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. I wouldn't want it. You don't understand that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. I guess God is different, huh?
No.
Willing?
Yes.
Is that required of us?
Yes.
Willing for what? To do His will?
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So even if you give it, and you give it grudgingly, God still won't take it.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So we're not looking for your stuff. We're looking for your willingness.
Thank you, Lord.
God don't want your stuff. He wants your willingness.
Hallelujah.
Because even if you give it,
you,
and you don't want to give it,
right,
God won't take it. So God don't want your stuff.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It belongs to Him already.
Hallelujah.
He wants your agreement.
Yes.
That's why He called you into the fellowship.
Yes, you,
we can walk in the light.
Yes.
We can agree with God.
Absolutely.
I'm thine, O Lord.
Yes,
the earth is thine, the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory in God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm almost done, I guess.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just started, huh?
Yeah. Thank
you. Well, this is hard plowing, you understand.
Yes. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. As God give me grace. So, yeah, often, you know, when I didn't want to be observed, I moved out of the eyesight. You know, whether it be the parent or the wife or whatever, when I wanted to not be observed, I could position myself in such a manner. See? Yeah, when I wasn't willing to be accountable,
you,
I positioned myself in such a manner.
You,
now, we all give lip service to accountability,
thank
but
you,
that's about all.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here's what Brother Sarah, I believe the prophet, he said, you don't tell authority what to do.
No,
and he said, if you do anything, you need authority to do.
That's right. Amen.
Well.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Well, I just remember these
thank
things.
You,
you understand? You don't mind me telling you again. I remember these things. He said, you don't tell authority what to do. And if you do anything, you need the authority to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me see. Going to town? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's not how we do it around here. No. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you all know the few times I leave, I let you know, huh?
Yeah.
And if y'all would say, Pastor Rice, please don't go. If I could accommodate you, I'd do it.
Amen.
Yes, I would.
Yes,
yes I would. If you say, oh, Pastor Rice, please don't go.
Thank you,
and I could accommodate you.
Yes,
I could do it in righteousness. I'd stay with you.
Amen.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
But, you know, I see some that they go when they want to. They even fix it so that they don't have to ask for keys. But even the ones that ask for keys, they still go. And they don't care, you know, about anything except that they're going. Now, I could do the same thing. I have no desire to. And I believe that's grace from God. I like grace.
I love
grace.
Sure. Thank you, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You know, God could have me upside down
that's
like
right.
that. that I'm always trying to do something so y'all don't see me, that y'all don't know what I'm doing. See? When I do go, you know where I'm going. Oh, yeah. Glory, glory. Jesus Christ said, y'all know what I'm doing. He said, I call you friends. So I tell y'all what I'm doing. Well, y'all my friends? Okay. Make sure you tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're doing. Huh? I'm going to town and I'm not telling you because I don't want to tell you what I'm doing. Okay. You didn't tell me, but I found out.
Huh?
And I'm only addressing it for righteousness' sake.
Amen. Amen.
See, we like to think that, you know, there's a preacher that preach. We hear the broadcast. We hear preaching. But it really doesn't concern me, and it doesn't address my situation, and it really doesn't address my doing. That's how we do it. Now, you think anybody listen to the broadcast 2 or 3 days would know how to leave.
You
know, we know how to go to town in righteousness under accountability. You, but lo and behold, we make, oh yeah, I believe everything the prophet said. I can explain everything the prophet said. And you lie. I'm standing right here looking at you. You're a damn liar. You're a bunch of hypocrites.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, Kurt. Let me preach, brother. Let me preach. Hallelujah. Who's muttering over there, Kurt? Stop that muttering.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's have some order in here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Y'all know what's happening, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Bullseye.
Yeah.
Bullseye. Y'all don't know that?
Thank you.
Y'all listen to the prophet? Y'all don't know that I'm hitting the bullseye by the Spirit of God? I'm just honest with myself. The many times I tried to get out of the eyesight of authority, I knew why I was doing it. You don't think I know why you're doing it? I'm not going to call it righteousness. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Jesus, with his care for his disciples, said, y'all better follow me. He said, y'all, come on, y'all better follow me.
Yes,
are we his disciples?
Yes.
Then I suppose we should follow him, huh?
Huh?
So we can be in his eyesight. Huh? So you know what we're doing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Yeah, he does know. But when we don't try to hide, we agree that he knows. And we don't mind that he knows.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm all here.
Thank you, Lord. Well, that's a requirement.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Rightfully so.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gave his all. For us.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, we still think we get a raw deal.
Thank you,
huh? Well, we sing the song, oh, Jesus paid it all. All of him I owe. And I get, well, we still owe because we won't pay up. Hey, we still owe, but we won't pay up.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you,
Lord.
Well, we often talk about the appearance of evil.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, evil comes from the heart.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I've got scripture.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It's the heart that's deceitful.
Amen.
Above all things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Desperately wicked.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I learned when I was young how to try to get out of the observance of the authority. Huh? Yeah, we love to go outside and play. Oh, yeah. But you understand, The many times I thought I was hidden, it wasn't so.
Thank God.
And often I'd be called into account. I told you about the time I wandered off and got naked and got in the barrel of water. Y'all remember that? I don't remember the whole story, but I know somehow I ended up in a 55-gallon drum of water with no clothes on. And my dad, I guess it was about a mile away, James Edward, you better get over here, boy. Well, I jumped out of that barrel, butt naked, running across the field. That's funny. That's what I did. I'm telling y'all. Hallelujah. He put some fear in me. Then I remember I had to go back and get my clothes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, as much as possible, we at Grace try to do things above board. You understand.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes when people get in trouble, they run up their credit card bill. That's trouble. That's no way to get out of trouble. So consequently, some people should not have credit cards because they don't know how to manage them. I'm going to tell you about a lady that we met, Carol Svengard. She was very impressive because she lived within her means. When her hot water heater went out, she didn't get one till she got money. We said, Carol, we'll go ahead and install one and you can pay us later. Carol said, no. I'm impressed with that. We need some of that around here. Can I get a witness? Anybody know Carol?
Yeah, absolutely.
She took cold showers until she had the money to buy hot water heater. That's a good steward.
Thank you, Lord.
That's someone faithful and appreciative. Now, all men don't have the same grace. However, God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when I went in the military, they had separate barracks for the males and the female. That was 1974. But eventually, they allowed them to live in the same building, but not on the same floor. Everybody understand? But what went on always went on, no matter where they lived. Everybody understand that? But at least the authority fulfilled righteousness in the way that they ordered it. You see what I'm saying? And that's how it is. God don't make you do right. No, he give you the right, the privilege
Amen.
To do right
Amen.
Or to work righteousness.
Amen.
And then miraculously, by his love, that's how it is, he will convince you that it's right.
Amen.
See? Right now, we act like it's wrong to do right.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Well, you mean you want to know when I wipe my butt? Absolutely not.
No.
That's not accountability.
Amen. Thank
you. Huh? How about when you leave? Oh,
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
How about, yeah, when you leave? I think we should just be accountable. One to another. Like we should submit one to another. Now, we like stuff. Other people do us right, but we just don't consider that there's anything we should do to do right by others.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're all connected because we're in the body of Christ. Another manner we're connected, we're all here. And we've all agreed. We've all agreed to live in community, having all things common. Now, some have met the mark. Some are not trying very hard. Some, even though they signed the paper, they still won't do it. Come on in, sir. Hallelujah. Got a new convert. Praise the Lord. Richard, help him. Where is Richard? Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. Isn't that good? Man, show up and tell us why he's here. Hey, you drive in here and drive around. That's not good. See? Righteousness. Righteousness. Bold as a lion. Hey, I'm here to fix a phone line. See? Now, let's not let the heathen put us to shame. Huh? So they, in righteousness, you know, they house the male and female separately, which is good. Hallelujah. And, we do it here, I guess. Thank you, Lord. But just for righteousness' sake, you know, we can't legislate righteousness.
Amen.
God impute to us righteousness.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And he write his laws in our hearts. And he put them in our minds.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What a mighty God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So, of course, some have high standards for some things and low standards for others, and maybe high standards concerning others and not the same standard concerning themselves. What I did when I came here, I offered to turn in my credit card. Thank you, Lord. I've still got a credit card, but it's they call it a company credit card. Because it says Faith Cathedral, which means it's in the corporation, I'm just a steward of it. I've still got it. I try to use it judiciously, faithfully, righteously. Now, I did this when I was out of grace. I got it because we were always dealing in tangibles. You know, as much as we didn't care to or like to, we had to deal with the money all the time. That's how things operate. So, now we never used our cards for stuff we didn't have. Everybody understand? That mean if we didn't have the means to pay for it, we used it for convenience, and it's easy for accountability. It's easy for record keeping. So Kurt's got a card, and Spencer had a card, and Timothy's got a card. They still do. I've got the granddaddy card. They've got cards with limits on them that I imposed. Plus, when the statement comes, I still get it. Eventually, Brother Jerry gets it. But it shows who ordered what. If Kurt buys a box of popsicles, it'll show up. That's accountability. But usually, they will inquire. I think always. I've never seen a purchase that surprised me. Which means that they want to purchase them, since they know that they're just doing it like me. Because I don't pay it. I give it to Jerry, and he pays. Of course, he has to pay it with the money we turn in. Of course, if we don't turn in our money, then we're, you know, there we're slackers again. So, you know, I'm able to account because I get a statement every month, and it shows every man's works, you know, what every man purchased. And we really don't use it that much or for so. No. Thank you, Lord. But I'll hope I'm concise. I really don't want to beat around the bush. But, of course, I want to be kind. Because God is kind. And we're instructed to be kind. Firm, though. You know, I'm not going to back up. And again, when we come here, Overcoming Community, we come with the agreement that we give everything. Now, of course, we need grace to do it. And maybe your grace is different than mine. However, God's grace is sufficient. So what God requires is still required. We don't want to continue going in the wrong way because we'll end up in the wrong place. That makes sense? And the wrong way, of course, is the selfish way. It's the way that pleases you. If you ever please yourself or anybody else, you won't please God.
Amen.
You can please God and be pleased yourself and please others, but you can't do it the other way around. This is God's wisdom. If you just please yourself, you won't please God. If you just please your neighbor, you won't please God. I'm saying the same thing. But if you please God, you can be pleased, and you can please your neighbor unto edification.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I looked up this word. In fact, it's a couple of words. Smug and complacent. What I came to find out was they mean about the same thing. I really wasn't that sure. Or it was a little surprised. But there's a little difference. But smug is sort of like self-conceited, too pleased with oneself.
Amen.
And some think, that's impossible. How could I be too pleased with myself? You're very smug. See? Pleased with themselves or their abilities.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And complacent. Same thing. You're smug and pleased with yourself to the degree that you're not careful, you're not watchful,
Amen.
You don't discern
right.
danger.
Amen. Truth,
that's complacent.
Yes.
So you're not sober.
Amen.
You're not watchful.
Praise God.
You're not vigilant.
Amen.
You're slothful.
Right.
You're complacent.
Yes.
Because you don't really understand the need to do certain things
Amen.
And move in a certain manner because you become careless.
Yes.
The other word we could use is drunk. That means your vision's impaired, your judgment's impaired, and you're just not fit for duty.
Amen.
And of course, we must report to duty every day. General requires it. No leaves, no furloughs. See what I mean? No sick call, alibis. We report for duty every day. It's written like this. Present your body, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body. See, I'm presenting my body. I thank God for the grace. Hallelujah. It's what we're called to do. I mean, I used to present my body to the army. I'd show up to my supervisor every day. Absolutely. And do his bidding. Praise the Lord. Now I'm in the Lord's army.
Hallelujah.
I want to be a good soldier. So that means I must endure hardness. That means I can't take the easy way or the lazy way or the selfish way. I must endure hardness. Now, enduring hardness, that means not the easy way, not the selfish way. The selfish way is not enduring hardness. Now, parents usually try to keep harmful things from their children. I mean, they don't. If they're smart, don't leave the loaded guns so that children can get them or the sharp knives so they can get them. Well, God's wiser than men. So he tried to tell us about the things that are harmful. And we should trust him. Yeah, we should say, yeah, he's our Father. He's a good God. He loves us. But he's not going to tell me wrong. It must be for my good.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Now, I haven't always been such a good steward. I've learned by experience. I told you there were times when I'd waste the money, and then I'd go talk to somebody and ask them for money. Not for beer. I just got the beer myself and whatever else. When I asked for money, it was for something necessary. Y'all didn't do it like that? Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. But God delivered me. Oh, but I've gone that way, so I know what I'm talking about. No, I've tried to absent myself from accountability and authority. Oh, yeah, men can do that easy. They don't even have to be taught. It's something that's in them. See how Eve did it? Got her in trouble. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So, Teresa, you don't have a credit card. Huh? You don't need one. I mean, that would be a temptation. Talking about manifold temptation. Now, for some people, credit card is a temptation. Not for everybody. Because some folk would do right. But for the ones that it's difficult to do right, it's a temptation for them. Now, you all know what we should do with temptations. Yeah. We should not try to put ourselves in the way of temptation. That's tempting God. That's tempting God. So, of course, in righteousness, you know, you could put the men and the women in the same room. You could. Yeah, you could. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But for some, it'd be a temptation. For some, it'd be a nuisance. But we don't have to do that. And we don't have to have credit cards. No, 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 no. Sherry said so. Must be there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it is to tempt us, we need to separate from. Now, if we fall into temptation, that's one thing. But if we keep putting ourselves in temptation's way, that's another. See? So we make sure that Kurt has his dwelling so he can dwell there with Kurt. No temptation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, concession, right or privilege granted by an authority, a right or privilege granted by an authority, or something given up or agreed to in a negotiation. That's like coming here, Brother Steer's standard was no debt. Of course, everybody that's come here, but some have had debt. Yeah. And he ended up paying some of the debts off, and they ended up leaving. But those that were allowed to come with debt, a concession was made. They got a special privilege. Now, we don't envy them. We don't hate them. We probably got a special privilege to allow us to come. You know, we got to bring our dog and our cat, you know. That's a special privilege. Or keep our credit card and our bank account? Special privilege, huh? Ah, Lord. We're in a heap of trouble, huh? Thank you, Lord. Well, I told you I had a bank account, but it's open for inspection. You know, if you want to see it, I can put the statement right there. Huh? Just like what people give here. There's a record, a printout. Y'all know that?
No.
I'm on it. I'm blessed to be on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I did the same. You know, there some of the saints came here and they had debt. Of course, I don't think that's the case anymore. There were two that had student loans. God paid them debts off. That's how God does. Only one we're gonna owe is Him. To love, that's going to be all. But there are others that, came, they got the concession, but we couldn't pay off their debt. Char was one of them. The reason we couldn't pay off her debt, because she still had her means to go buy stuff. And she didn't run it by me. When she wanted to buy something, she had the means to do it. And she had been used to living like that. Even though she had a good income, she'd rather get it on credit. I guess that make you have more, you know. So that's the way she did. She was here. She had a great income, I think, two different incomes. Absolutely. But, of course, she couldn't give much of it to us because she had all those debts she had to pay. And while she was paying them, she was still running up more. Thank you, Lord. So we have some of the same stuff going on now. Yeah, hopefully it won't take them away, but who knows? Who knows? Covetousness won't do good things for you. No, it won't. Bad stuff. Thank you, Lord. Of course, Char gave a lot. I mean, of herself. Absolutely. But she didn't give everything. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So the measure is not how much you give, but what you hold back. And if you hold back, then you haven't given all. No matter how much you give. You see what I'm saying? And there are some that have given a lot, but they still hold back. Hallelujah. And there is some that is given a lot and they just give more and more and more. Hallelujah. Of course, and when folk that are holding back are concerned about stuff, it's not about them holding back. It's about somebody else's fault. And lo and behold, they said, this is so right. You see how foolish that is? I think it'd be right for them to be concerned about what they hold back. Yeah? Yeah, I'm counseling. Y'all can hear me or not hear me. Understand? We can say, well, Pastor Rice didn't say anything that addressed our situation here. You go ahead and say that. Go ahead and say that. And man, by nature, he's concerned about the wrong that everybody else does. You know that. When grace begins to work, then we're concerned about our wrong.
Amen.
And as it began to work, it brings us to repentance.
Amen.
So that we're clear.
Woo!
See?
Glory.
Amen.
But naturally, we're just concerned about the wrong other folks. You know. You know how it is. Not wise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And we all have our rules, you know, our, like the Pharisees. We shouldn't eat with unwashing hands. y'all remember the account?
Yes, I do.
They were not concerned about righteousness. Absolutely not. They were concerned about their little rules. So in their little rules, their traditions, they were transgressors. And that's how you are. When you're not concerned about your wrong, just Neil's wrong. Then, that's a sorry state.
Amen.
Somehow, your wrong should be a higher priority than Neil's wrong.
Yes, it is.
Huh? Somebody said it is. Not everybody, though. Well, hey, we don't have 100%.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm blessed to live here, so I hear this and I hear that.
Thank you, Lord.
And a lot of what I hear is about the other fellow's wrong.
Sure. Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
And God knows about all of our wrongs.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And He can make it right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He can make it right. Hallelujah. And there are some that have threatened to leave. And what I say is, I'll beat her thing. I'm not going to be blackmailed by anybody. No matter what you've given and how far you've come. If you want to leave, you're welcome. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're welcome to leave. Diane Johnson says she's glad to be here. That's my testimony. With all that goes with it. Hallelujah. Be not thou envious against evil men,
amen,
neither desire to be with them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Increases strength. For by wise counsel shall thou make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious at the wicked. Hallelujah. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, we need to write this one down. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard and quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Huh? That means walk in the wisdom of God. Cease from your own wisdom. Cease from your own anything.
Amen.
God gives you all that you need.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Envy not the oppressor, choose none of his ways. Envy thou not the oppressor, choose none of his ways. For the froward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners. That's God's response. The scorners, yeah, he scorns them. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory. But the shame shall be the promotion of fools. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Hallelujah. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She shall preserve thee. Love her. She shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. There it is again. Delight thyself. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Hallelujah. So we won't need a credit card. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Fret not thyself. Let not thy heart be troubled. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, then the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Hallelujah. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Mark the perfect man, and behold, the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Truly God is good to Israel, even such as be of a clean heart. But as me, David said, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Behold, these are ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain, washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Too painful. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Hallelujah. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? In a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awaketh, so, Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Proverbs 23:1 says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Hallelujah. You should make sure that you're in a safe place, to guard from envy, to guard from covetousness. These are not good for us. Hallelujah. And they strengthen one another. They support one another. Envy is when you desire something that someone else has, something you don't need. And you don't understand that all that we need, God provides.
Amen.
And whatever we need, we don't have to do anything wrong to get it.
Amen.
Because the righteous God will give us what we need.
Amen.
They'll give it to us when we need it.
Amen.
And if he doesn't give it to us, then we don't need it.
Amen.
That's how I see it.
Hallelujah.
So we don't need a credit card.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm being direct, you know.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Because if I have this credit card, I'll have to take that knife, put it to my throat. I say, I desire this. I desire. Oh. That's what it said. Y'all, I'm going to read it again. And I'll tell you where so you can read it. It says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you. And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite or covetousness. Everybody understand? If thou be a man given to appetite or covetousness, then you put that knife to your throat. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. They will bring you harm and death and destruction, while they promise you joy and peace. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Those two are quite connected, you know. Cease not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Lean not to thine own understanding. Wilt thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas, there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Thank you, Lord. For while one saith, I am of apostle, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he that planteth anything nor he that watereth, but God that give the increase. Hallelujah. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. They are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Well, we are laborers together with God. What that means is God's going to use us to work with him. He's going to work through us. We're not going to sit back and say, well, you know, we'll have to work with God. It started with believing God, trusting God. Huh? And it's God that worketh in you. So we have to work out our own salvation because God's working in us. That means we have to work with him. We have to agree with him. Yes, I should be accountable. It's good for me to be accountable. Yeah, it's good for me to be an authority. We'll have to agree with God. Huh? Now, what we like to do is believe certain things. And when it comes to our accountability, we don't too much believe that. And when it comes to us giving everything, we think that's for everybody but me. There's no way a man can talk about Jesus Christ and hold back stuff.
Amen.
He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not then with him freely give us all things? Every good and perfect gift. Huh? So we don't need a credit card, right? No. We could say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. They found themselves out in the wilderness, brother.
Hallelujah.
No Walmart.
Amen.
Huh? No Piggly Wiggly. No credit card.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Our God supplied their need.
Oh, yeah.
Glory,
God.
Glory. Huh? Because they were always in his eyesight.
Thank you.
Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. They say, oh, the Lord is with us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So labors together with God, ye are God's husbandry. Huh? The trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Is that all right? Hallelujah. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, run on, you know, I've laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
hallelujah,
whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the stone that was set in naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into this grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Huh? No other name, no other gospel. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I'm he that searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But unto you, I say in the rest and Thyatira, as many have not this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which you've already, that which you already have. Hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, will I give him power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shrivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. How? By the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope.
Amen.
Unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables, and endless genealogies.
Amen.
Why? Because they, where's that paper from Malone? From Malone, let me have that paper. Hallelujah. Neither give heed to fables. Brother.
We like that.
Brother, we're going to have to chasten you. Chastise you, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me go back. Neither give heed to fables.
Amen.
And endless genealogies.
Yes.
Because what they do is minister questions.
Amen.
They don't edify. They just minister questions.
Amen.
What if? What if? What if? Why not? How, you know. They don't make for godly edifying.
Amen.
You know. And here it is. Brother, I'm ashamed of you. I do not open the book to find Christ's words to argue over them.
Amen.
Hopefully we aren't listening to the preaching to argue over them. I've said everything what's right.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We belong to God. We should give our all to Him.
Glory.
I'm not going to back up.
Amen.
Huh? I'm never going to look at you holding back and say, oh, good job. Good job. Wicked servant. I'm never going to listen to you talk about everybody else's fault and you not consider your own. I'm going to say, wicked servant, wicked servant, wicked servant. That's what I'm going to do. You're not going to back me up.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So let's make sure we're listening to hear what the Spirit
yes.
said.
Thank you, Jesus.
To receive it as it is, the very Word of God.
Yes.
Good counsel.
Yes,
good instruction.
It is.
Huh?
It is.
Good wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Concerning
yes.
me and all about
Amen.
Me. He'll tell me how to go to town.
Absolutely.
He'll tell me how to get the car keys.
Yes, Lord.
See? It'll tell me how to turn in my credit card.
Yeah,
it'll tell me how to give all.
Woo!
See, what we like to do is listen and then abide by some other
Thank
law.
Lord.
How about the law written in your heart?
Yeah, hallelujah.
You know,
Amen.
Law of righteousness.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, when you begin to tell about the goodness of God, you'll do that.
That's
but
right.
some are so reluctant to
yes.
do what they're supposed to do.
Amen.
And that's tell about the goodness
yeah.
of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now the devil, he tells his lies over and over again. We should tell the truth over and over again.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So a lot of things, they're not for righteousness. They're not for truth. They're just to bring up questions. You know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. So here it says, I do not turn to the epistles to criticize the teaching of my Lord, nor to raise difficult questions. You know, because one guy called in and said, well, you know, it's possible that Jesus had a wife and had children. Well, he does have a wife and he has children. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know that? Yeah, we are his wife and his children. Is that all right? Raise difficult questions wherewith to wrangle with the great teacher. The position of a Christian is at his master's feet.
Amen.
Not disputing, but receiving.
Amen.
Not questioning, but believing.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Amen. That's how it ought to be.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now, since I'm a man, I know how men operate.
Right.
Usually they question everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man,
Amen.
But for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
One doctrine.
One.
And the one doctrine encompasses all the doctrines.
Amen.
When men have doctrines, they're not the doctrine
Amen.
Of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, the one wise man who lived a long time figured out the doctrine. All men are sinners.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the doctrine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No other doctrine.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ didn't come so we could possess earthly goods. Y'all know what scripture said about Jesus?
Yeah.
And know where he lay his head?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Didn't have no golf cart? Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't even have an ass.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
Now, we're Christians.
Yeah.
We don't need credit cards.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
See?
Thank you, Lord.
We're Christians.
Amen.
If Jesus didn't need one, we don't need one. Come on, saints.
Amen. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm going on in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
As I besought thee, I hear the sighing.
All right. No, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. But yeah, we won't always sigh.
Amen.
Sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
There'll be no more sorrow.
Amen.
No more dying. No more pain. No more sighing.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Sorrow and sighing will flee away. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It says here, this 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, but refuse profane and old wise fables. Profane, that means unholy. Profane and old wise fable.
Amen.
That means lies.
Yes.
And exercise thyself rather unto godliness.
Amen.
For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things.
Amen.
Having promise of the life that now is,
yes.
And also of the life that is to come.
Amen.
All right?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So what should we do? Exercise ourselves unto godliness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of them that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. But be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation.
Yes, Lord.
So as you would that men do unto you,
yes.
do also unto them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
As you would that men go to town, so do you unto them. We need to be accountable.
Amen.
Now understand, I don't want to know your business. If it ain't Jesus Christ, I want nothing to do about it. But we need to be accountable. This is for your good, not for mine. Your not being accountable is not going to affect my accountability. You see how I'm being accountable? I'll tell you when you do it, you're wrong. See, that's me being accountable. Now, you cannot be accountable all you want to. I have grace not to be accountable. I have grace to be accountable. I understand that it's God's wisdom. Any other wisdom is above that. If I need to do things clandestine, it's not the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Well, what did the word say? Y'all can look me in the eye. Men love darkness. You know why men love darkness? They don't want you to see what they're doing. See? That's why they don't tell you why they're going to town. They don't want you to know why they're going to town. But God knows why they're going to town.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm here to talk to you about the God who knows why you go to town. You don't want
to
hear me, you can leave. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful.
I told you.
Amen.
I'm exercised well in, getting out from under scrutiny.
Right.
Or at least trying to. Oh, really? Men do that well. It's inherent.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
It's like men love darkness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, rather than light.
True.
Because the light said, oh, this is why you're going to town.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you, Lord. Maybe you're going to congregate with folk you don't need to congregate with. God knows. Maybe you're going to a place you shouldn't go. God knows. But he also knows that you're not willing to tell me. Must not be honorable. Now, this is not my doing.
No.
God put me here, so it's my business.
Amen.
Otherwise, I wouldn't want to know why you go.
Praise the Lord.
No.
Amen.
And I really don't want to know, except to help you be accountable.
Yes, Lord.
See, so God put me here so you can be accountable.
Thank you, Lord.
If I wasn't here, somebody else would be here.
You,
so you'd be. God will make a way for you to be accountable.
Yeah, he will. Glory to God. Yes, he has.
Don't you want to walk
Praise
in his way?
God.
It's the way of accountability.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Be thou an example of the believer.
Yes.
You and me.
Yes.
In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. What comes of it? Envy, strife, railing, evil surmising. So now we know where they come from. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Perverse
yes.
disputings
Amen.
Of men of corrupt mind, destitute of the truth.
True,
supposing that gain is godliness. Supposing that gain is godliness.
Right.
From such withdraw thyself.
Yes.
But godliness with contentment
Amen.
Is great gain.
Well,
we brought nothing into this world, it's certain we can carry nothing out. Here's God's commandment. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
Amen.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation. Oh, temptation. Temptation, hidden snares, often catch us unawares.
Keep me in the eye.
Sometimes we get in their way. They don't catch us unawares. We just put ourselves in their way. Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares. Huh? I see. I see. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare.
Yes.
And into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition, which means they go to hell. Okay? For the love of money, the love of money, the love of money, the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. When you err from the faith, you have no peace with God. And some shall depart from the faith. Oh, they had a love of money, but it caused them to err from the faith. They pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, saints, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, Timothy, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Huh? We want to be faithful with all that God hath committed unto us. We want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over much.
Hallelujah.
Keep that which is committed to thy trust. You know God trusts us. And in turn, we should trust him. Y'all know God trusts us. Hallelujah. It says, avoid profane and vain babblings. Isn't that plain? And oppositions of signs falsely so-called.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Give unto the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Oh, thank you. Let me see. Babblings, babblings. Meaningless speech sounds. Talking foolishly. Without making sense.
Amen.
Chattering on and on about silly and unimportant things. Now, usually when people talk a lot, they end up in this situation. It'd be better to be swift to hear. Slow to speak, slow to rant. In much talking, there's no want of sin. That means if you talk a lot, you're going to sin.
Amen. That's true.
Especially when you don't know what to talk about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's much that we could talk about.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. In righteousness.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
In edification.
Yes.
And glorification to God.
Yes. Amen.
But babbling does not get it done.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Babbling don't get it done.
No.
It's talking loud.
Yes.
Saying nothing.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We have the armor of God.
Yes.
Sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
Huh? You know what we have to use to employ the sword of the Spirit?
Yes.
Your tongue.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't that something?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Ain't that something? Oh, we wouldn't take that and use it to aid the enemy, would we?
No.
Well, let's not be hasty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we're going to babble, we're going to aid the enemy, and we're going to harm ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
And
others.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Speak that which becomes sound doctrine.
Amen. Thank
you. That which ministers grace to the hearers.
Lord.
That which is good.
Hallelujah.
To the use of edifying.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And the more you do it, the more you'll be able to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More you'll desire to do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
It's the same way with that other stuff.
Truth, Lord.
The more you babble,
right,
that unholy, profane stuff,
right,
the more proficient you'll be in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Huh? Thank you, Jesus.
You know,
thank
you, if you don't know what to say, shut up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Is
that
plain? It's better to be thought a fool,
amen,
than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Amen.
All right?
True.
Foolish talking, vain talking.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And of course, the Bible is, or the things of God is what people use to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they use for their vain talking. They're babbling. Or they say what they think and what they, huh?
Right.
What we should say is what God says.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
If any man come after me, and forsake not all that he has,
amen,
he cannot be my disciple.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what banner he holds up, what uniform he put on, he can't be my disciple. Huh? What tag he puts on himself, hmm? What folk he congregate with,
yep,
he don't forsake all, he ain't my disciple.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, it's plain and simple when you really understand what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Now, we really don't understand if we're going to hold back. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Thank you, Lord.
No, we don't.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. When we consider these temporal things,
thank you, Jesus,
above the eternal things,
thank you, Lord,
that's just not wise.
Amen.
We spend much time and effort on carnal, temporal things,
thank
and
you,
not much time and effort on the heavenly thing. It just shows where our heart is. Draw nigh to God.
Amen.
He'll draw nigh to you.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise,
thank you, Lord. Once you begin visiting with God, you'll like it.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm not asking you now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's willing to visit with,
amen,
you. If you're willing to visit with him.
Hallelujah.
He has no part in foolish talking,
amen,
though. Huh? Evil surmising. That's what you're going to talk about with, then you're not going to talk to God about it. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He deals in the truth.
Oh, yes.
Righteousness.
Yes.
That which is good for the use of edifying.
Amen. Praise God.
Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm almost done.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me find another scripture before. Everybody doing all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Over there.
Thank you, Lord.
It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. How about that? Isn't that something?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, get done so we can get about our business. This is our business, you know. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to hear.
Now, if you think it's somebody else's idea other than God that we preach every day, then you don't understand. Well, how does a man preach? Well, God have to send him.
Amen.
I have scripture for it, you know.
Amen.
And if we would hear, we would need a preacher.
Yes, Lord.
I have scripture for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all hear what I've been preaching about?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Don't forget.
Amen.
You know, they soon forgot.
Thank you, Lord.
They thought I was preaching about the other fellow. Concerning you, I never do that. Hey, I never do that. Y'all hear me? Hey, Brother Neil, I never preach about the other fellow.
Amen.
Exclusively for you. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Now, everybody can put that on and wear.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We do err when we think we preach to others. Yeah, thank God. I don't want to think that of myself.
Thank you, Lord. I want my portion.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You know the things that I say, God deals with me on them.
Yes.
Y'all don't believe, or y'all think, well, Pastor Rice, he just flips the coin and make up stuff every day. Is that how you believe it? Well, it's not true. Whether you believe it or not, I'll just give you my testimony.
Amen.
You know, God deals with my heart on what I say.
Hallelujah.
And I'm very careful.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe you are God's people. I do this in fear.
Amen.
Absolutely. And I endeavor to be faithful to God.
Yes,
even if it upsets you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if it offends you.
Hallelujah.
That's not my purpose. But I must be faithful to God.
Amen.
Paul said, but God is my record. How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this has been on my mind lately because this is how it should be with a man of God or people of God. Long after the saints or to be with the saints. Isn't that something? It is beautiful. And he says, in the bowels of Jesus Christ, because Christ is in me. I desire the fellowship of the saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you aren't going to do that on your own. No. You'll find something else to do. Huh? You'll find something more convenient. More right. Hallelujah. So I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And without offense till the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So what we need to do is try to learn how to not do stuff like this.
Amen.
It's not a good testimony.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
y'all listen now. Let me talk now, because y'all ain't doing it in righteousness.
Amen.
See what happened? Just be quiet. Let me talk.
Amen.
We need to stop this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know, I'm better than you. I know more than you. We need to humble ourselves. I know nothing at all. Just hear what the preacher says. Hear what the Spirit says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the preachers was saying, yeah, y'all think it's a bed of roses or easy thing to preach, huh? He said, yeah. Preacher get judged by everybody, which is not a problem. Yeah, I'm open and naked, and I'm desiring to do right. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. That's not my doing. That's my testimony. Praise the Lord. I am following after righteousness. Praise the Lord. So I don't mind being reproved, rebuked. In fact, when I preach, that's what happens. When God deals with my heart, that's what happens. Absolutely. And many times we just, when we have our little rules and we have our little traditions, we just don't consider others. Praise the Lord. I was told about one of Kirk's preachings. Somebody reminded me that Kirk said, a man and a woman shouldn't be in the garden alone, especially if they're both married. Well, I don't know about that. Here's what comes to my mind. What is alone in the garden? Is it in broad daylight where anybody can come and see? I don't think that's alone in the garden. But for some it is. You understand what I'm saying? Alone in the garden to me is when nobody else is looking. Not when I'm in my role over here and you're in your role over there. Anybody can come by and see. I'm not alone in the garden. See? That's how I look at it. Now, I'm not going to argue about it. I'm just telling you where I stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, you know, we all have our own rules that we hold to while we forget about God's laws. You understand? It goes along with being concerned about everybody else's fault while we minimize our own. But when we're looking for righteousness, we judge ourselves. In fact, we spend our time judging ourselves. Hallelujah. That's what God has given us to do. I mean, if we're going to judge folk, you know where we began. We have to do it like that. And if we do a good job judging ourselves, we do a good job judging the others. However, Sherry, you need to let me talk. No, you be quiet. Just be quiet. Let me talk. Hallelujah. Don't be a distraction. Don't even say amen. Just let me talk. All right? Because we don't understand what we're doing. I try to tell you. You keep going on. Now, some folk are easily distracted. I try not to be. I do things so I won't be distracted. But some folk, if Charlene's hair is not parted straight, they can't pray. Or if she crossed her legs and they can't pray. If she has perfume on, they can't pray. Bull excrement. I try not to be sidelined with stuff like that. You just don't want to get in with God. You make excuses. So I guess when you get by yourself, you can pray, huh? Then you pray like the damn hypocrite. You mean you can't pray with God's people? Huh? And some purposely do it that way. When we're leaving, they're walking in. That's just wicked. I don't care, hang your head, but whatever. That's just damn wicked. That's not why we came here. Now, if you want to hear something else, you have to leave here. I'm not going to talk differently than this. We came here to pray together. We came here to eat together. We came here to wait on Jesus together. We came here to do whatever we do together. And you purposely do it so that you can do it by yourself? That's wicked. Now, I'm just being accountable. You can keep doing it, doesn't? I'm still going to maintain that it's wicked. We come here to eat together, and you come get your food and go to the house. Huh? Praise the Lord. We came here to live together, to dwell together in unity, to be perfected together. We're together for God's purpose, perfection. Hallelujah. Let us go on into perfection. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. So you all aren't going to be distracted anymore, are you? Now, y'all need to work on that. I live here, and I find out that how people pray is distract. You know. Yeah, well, you need to ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Hallelujah. That's what I do. I ask God to help me. Praise the Lord. You know, God would that we gather with one accord. One accord. You know, forget about our plans and our likes and our dislikes. Get your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can only pray with the world, you shouldn't be here. Well, we're God's people. You can only pray with your kinfolk, then you don't need to be here. We're God's people. And of course, you know, the things that we all have trouble doing with the saints, not with our kinfolk. See? Oh, I'm not going to back up. You will not back me up. Absolutely not. I mean, it's evident where our affection is. Absolutely. Are we longing in the heart of God's people when they go to pray and we wait till they get done and we go there? We're longing in our hearts. Longing after the saints in the bowels of Christ, when we purpose to do everything separately and aside and differently? Absolutely not. I mean, it's all against God's purpose for us being here. You know, when we got our own credit card, we got our own car, we got our own anything. It's against the purpose for being here. Huh? Now, you could stay wherever you were and have your own everything. But if you come here, you say, I don't want to have my own everything. I'm going to hold you to it now. You can pack up and leave or whatever. I'm not going to back up. We don't come here to have our own. We come here to have things together, to do things together, to serve God together, be caught up together. Huh? And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. Neither had any of them of the things they possessed that they called their own. They had all things common. See? All things common. Y'all never heard this? Oh, yeah, we talk about all the things Brother Sarah said. Except when I say it, then we say I don't believe it. You believe me, don't you? Yeah, I see. Well, we'll see. Praise the Lord. It would be for your own benefit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you sisters ought to kiss and make up. Stop all this stupid stuff. Yeah, I mean, if it keep happening, then it ain't fixed. Everybody hear me? Yeah, it's just a Band-Aid on it. Let's get it fixed. We have grace for this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all love me, don't you? Okay, okay. Well, I pray so. I mean, it's God's grace. Thank you, Lord. So I got to go on in the name of Jesus, giving glory to God, thanksgiving for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I could say, well, and I have to work with it. You know, I said, my God, you know, them saints ought to go to the prayer house and act like God saved them. Y'all know I say that? I don't let y'all stop me, though, you know, because I'm likely to use that for an excuse. You know that? I have to make sure I don't let that be an excuse. If y'all go there and act like God ain't never done nothing for you, I'm not going to do it. My purpose in my heart, I'm never going to do it. Never. Never. You can put tape over your mouth. Teresa told me the other day, yeah, one time I came from the house, I had tape over my mouth. She said, Ralph said, take that off. I said, no, I talk too much. Well, even if you put tape over your mouth, when I go, you're going to hear me say, thank you, Jesus. And I still think it wicked if anybody that can talk go to the house and don't talk. Yeah, that's where I stand. You can leave if you want to. That's what God gave you a mouth for, so you could glorify him, so you could say, he is Lord.
Yes, he is Lord. Hallelujah.
And we say every damn thing else. Why do we have a problem with that? It's that damn wickedness. Y'all see the wickedness?
Yes.
Some will do anything but that.
Absolutely.
They'll stomp their feet, they'll clap their feet. They won't say he is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is Lord, though. Whether you say it or not, he's still Lord and he always will be God.
He is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Y'all
ain't going to back me up.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
No. You're not going to back me up.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can sit down on God all you want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I just want y'all to understand. Please understand. Now, since you don't talk when you're supposed to talk, you know how I listen to you all sometimes?
Same way.
I said, this is a bunch of bull. I don't want to hear it. They point. I don't want to hear that shit. You got a mouth, you give God glory. Nobody should have to tell you that. You want to talk to me about everything else? I don't want to hear about Neil. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, if we didn't have somebody else to talk to about, we wouldn't have nothing to say, would we? Huh? How about giving God the glory? Huh? What a novel idea, huh? How about giving God the glory? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm real tired. My body's worn out.
Huh?
But I'm happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, you know, God will that none perish. You know that, but that all would come to repentance. But all's not going to come to repentance. And that's not in my power. If I could bring men to repentance, you better believe I'd find every man I could and bring him, especially this one. Absolutely. It's a good place to be. Huh? Well, there my burden rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. I just want to let you all know that I'm not going to be blackmailed. You're not going to back me up. You can still maintain your own traditions, whatever. But I'm not going to ever tell anybody they should go in God's presence and just look stupid. No, we should glorify God. We should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. And see, it wouldn't be so aggravating if you didn't talk so much about the other bullshit. But give you a chance to talk about all that you can do, all your abilities and all your wisdom, and you go on and on and on. And I can't get you to talk about God's goodness. I understand. I'm just out up front with you all. I know you have lots of knowledge and you like, but let's talk about Jesus.
Yes.
All right?
Let's
do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's a mighty God.
Yes.
He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. He's able to save to the uttermost. He's long suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all know that long-suffering is our business.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, good prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
We shouldn't be so easily offended.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
No, God suffers long with us. Long. That's because he loves us. Love suffers long. And patient, kind, too. Praise the Lord. Not puffed up. No, hallelujah. Love don't rejoice in iniquity.
Amen.
Love does rejoice.
Amen.
Now, you all that love God, when I tell the truth, I won't see rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to be rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So you got a new one here, on Brother Malone. Let me see. Why do we always have more to ask of God than we have to thank him for?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Gonna hold you to it, Brother Malone.
Thank you, Lord.
Gonna hold you to it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why do we always have more to ask of God than we have to thank him for?
That's
a good question.
Hallelujah.
Probably 90% of our prayers goes into asking for more. And to give it, instead of giving thanks for the things he's already provided. Inspired by J.C. Ryles. Well, Brother Malone, we might have to get this posted up on your doorway, brother. So we can hear you saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to invoke God's presence. That's all you have to say.
Amen.
1, 2, 3. Thank you, Jesus. That's all you have to say.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, amen.
That's all you have to
That's
say.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and of course, the more you say it, the better you'll say it.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
And the more Jesus you'll have.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Of course, for
praise
some,
Lord.
That's too corny.
Praise
they have to borrow the prayer from the Pharisee.
You.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh, I'm not like other men. Oh, God. Oh, God. I do all my fasting. And my, oh, God, I'm glad. Huh? That's how we like to pray, huh? Hallelujah. Yeah, that's how we like to pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know how much thank you, Jesus, encompasses?
Yes, I do. Yes,
it covers a multitude of things.
Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So why don't a bunch of blood-bought people, when they get together, are reluctant to say it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all blood-bought?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, I know the problem.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Well, this is all coming from you, Pastor Ray. Not really.
No.
If Brother Stair was here preaching, we'd get excited. Huh? We'd lock in. We'd receive all the good preaching. Huh? Damn liars. Okay. You can quote me. All right? I can write it down for you. Sickening, that's what it is.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
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 Yep.
Yes.
You say I'm not two-faced.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've got nothing to say in private.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
What I say in private is thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I can say it in open.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's what I say in private. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I said before. Listen to what I'm saying. Before I found my needle in the haystack.
Hallelujah.
Y'all want to see my needle in the
thank
haystack?
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me find
it. Thank you, Lord. Dancing and dancing. Hallelujah.
I got to the house and I said, my needle in the haystack, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I said, Lord.
Hey, yes, man.
I thank you for
yes.
letting me find
it.
Always do it.
Always.
Here's my needle in the haystack.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Y'all don't believe me, do you? Y'all not excited? Well, I misplaced something a little bigger than this. This thing here. I did the same thing. I said, thank you, Lord. Let me show you this. This is a little bigger. But I found this one first. You know I was confident that I was going to find that. Hallelujah. That don't excite y'all? Huh? I didn't even have to put it on my credit card. Hey. Huh? Brought it out right. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
These are special. Phil gave this to me. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Didn't you, Phil? See, praise the Lord. He's a kind brother. I need to keep up with it. I've got a little box maybe I'll get and put them in, which make it a little bit easier. Oh, it don't take too much to make me excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it really have nothing to do with the things.
No, nothing.
Huh?
Amen.
It has to do with the faithful God that
amen.
I serve.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Certainly, if I can find this needle in the haystack, I can find contentment.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
I can find peace. I thank God for that too, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, don't you all hold your heads down. That's not a good deal.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Either you're saying I'm not saying it right or, you know, this is my way of repentance. Don't look me in the eye and say,
amen.
Preach on, brother.
Oh, yeah, preach on.
That's good. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. All right, we have to have Brother Owen pray for us. And all hearts and minds clear. Anybody? Hallelujah. Where's James? That's too much in my speech, isn't it? Too often I have to say, where's James? See? At least we're mindful of him. Be good if he be mindful of us. Hallelujah. Brother Kevin's here. He got his head down, but he's still here. Be better if he looked me in the eye.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I see. Well, Brother Stair was here. I'd look him in the eye. Oh, hypocrites. Y'all, come on, saints. We've got record of Brother Stair's testimony concerning us. Huh? Yeah, we do. Hey. Yes, we do. I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Brother Owen, would you pray for us?
Holy Father, we come before you again, thanking you for what you've done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Owen, for praying for us. Thank you, saints. God bless you, saints. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.